Today's saint is very awesome, and he belongs probably on the Avengers. And I'll explain what I mean by that in a second. So we're probably familiar with one of the Avengers, and his name is Thor. Thor is the god of thunder. He is buff, and he's awesome, and he has a giant axe, and he smashes things. He's just really awesome and kind of like a magical, mystical character. You know, he's a pagan god, and he's really hard to overcome. And yet, Saint Boniface beat him. Saint Boniface beat Thor, because if you're not familiar with the story, it's really awesome. Saint Boniface lived in the 700s, and he was sent by the Pope to Germany to evangelize and actually kind of either preach the gospel for the first time or remind Christians there that had kind of fallen away from the faith to repent and come back. And one of the things that some of these former Christians, like lapsed Catholics, were doing were they were returning back to their worship of Thor. And so one of the things that they did to worship Thor, the big thing, was to come to this giant tree that they called the Thunder Oak of Geismar. And there they would actually sacrifice children. They would sacrifice children underneath this tree as a form of worship to Thor. And Boniface obviously wasn't going to stand for this. And so he came in just when they were about to sacrifice a child. And with his crozier, because he was a bishop, he smashed the axe, the hammer of Thor, and basically chopped down the Thunder Oak right there in front of everybody. And it was just this incredibly dramatic scene. And like, this is actually apparently the legendary origin of the Christmas tree, because as the story goes, he chops down the Thunder Oak, and then he points to this little fir tree that was growing behind it, and he said, let this little tiny fir tree be a sign to you of Christ, because it's evergreen. It's full of life. So at this place of death, this place of sacrifice in the worst way possible, he points to life, and he points to the dignity of the human person. And so Saint Boniface, he's awesome, and I think this story kind of relates to our readings this morning in a couple of different ways. So our first reading from the second letter of St. Peter, Peter says, therefore, beloved, since you await these things, like the end of the world, like the coming of Christ, the revelation of the sons of God, when the heavens will be dissolved and all the elements melted by fire. Therefore, beloved, since you await these things, be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him at peace. And consider the patience of our Lord as salvation. So be eager to be found without spot or blemish. Make sure that there are no Thunder Oaks of Geismar in your heart. There's like each of us has something like that, that we need to invite Christ, invite the saints to come in and chop it down because it doesn't belong there. And so, you know, it's kind of dramatic, and sometimes it doesn't happen all at once. We'd like the tree to be chopped down right away. But, you know, as St. Peter says, consider the patience of our Lord as salvation. God is very patient with us. So as he's chipping away at the tree, as he's kind of grinding it down with that saw, as slow as it might feel, he's making progress. He's chopping it down right at the roots. And then also in the gospel reading with Jesus, you know, the Pharisees come to him, and they say, teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. In accordance with the truth. So they, you know, they're testing him, but they are speaking the truth here, that Jesus really doesn't care about people's opinions. He really doesn't care about people's statuses. And he is absolutely teaching the way of God in accordance with the truth. And so does St. Boniface. You know, we can learn from him that he's teaching the truth, and he's not afraid of the opinions of these German peoples. He's not afraid of the consequences of his actions, that chopping down this tree was a risk, that he really put his neck on the line for these people out of love. He didn't do it out of bitterness. He didn't do it out of, like, well, this I'm going to, you know, stick it to the German people and kill their tree. No, he was showing them a better way. He was teaching them freedom. And then Jesus replies to their, you know, their testing about the coin, and he says, repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. And I think what that teaches us through the lens of Boniface is that what God ultimately wants from us and what belongs to him is proper worship, is right praise. And when we try to worship the thunder oaks in our life, we're not offering God what is God's. We're not rendering to God what is rightfully his. And so when we, you know, submit to God and allow him to chop that tree down once for all, then we'll be able to turn to God and give him what is his.